Yeah, just kind of like woke up again. Still feel so shitty. Yeah, I really, really, really do. Same stuff, head, sore throat, just, you know. The cough's basically gone away. I feel like I can breathe okay right now. Yeah, I don't know. It's a little hard. It's not terrible, but it's not amazing. Yeah. I have been, baby. I've been. When you go away, I fall back to sleep. It's not like I'm doing anything else. If I'm not sleeping, I'm like watching YouTube or Netflix or like Discovery Plus or something. I have no idea. I just like put something on in the background and then I like pass out again usually. Do you have to check my temperature? Just feel my head here. Yeah, feel it. I know I'm like a little warm still, but I don't know if it's like, I think the fever is not as bad anymore. It's definitely broken. Yeah, I'd say so. No, don't go yet. Because your hand feels so nice. Just you being here so nice. It sucks. You're so lucky. I don't know how you didn't catch it. You must be. You must be actually immune to it. Yeah, because I got it twice and you didn't catch it either times. I guess some people are just lucky. My immune system isn't that bad. No, I think it's pretty decent. But when I get sick, I get really sick. It's only downside. Yeah, it takes forever to get better, too. I just can't wait till I can breathe normally through my nose again, when it's like not just stuffed all the time. Oh, it'll be so nice. Like, you don't, I just didn't realize how many, like, normal stuff that my body does that I just kind of take for granted. Yeah, just like breathing. Like, yeah, a couple days ago, breathing was so hard. It was just like, every breath, and I was just like, ugh, it was terrible. Yeah. I took breathing for granted. I took everything for granted. I'm not going to take anything for granted when I get better. I'm going to treasure every fucking second of being healthy. We're going to go skiing and paragliding and parasailing and skydiving and bungee jumping. What else? What other things can we do to live life to the max? Heliski. I think I said that already. Okay, fair enough. Wingsuits, you name it. We have to embrace life. Yeah, this is probably just sick brain. I probably will forget all of that by the time I get better, and I'll just be like, let's just watch TV on the couch and be comfy. No, baby. You're really playing with fire. Yes, you are. Are you trying to get sick? Well, you have to quarantine anyway. It's not like you can go to work either. Yeah, they won't let you go to work like this. Yeah, it's all the best perks of like getting sick without any of the sickness. It's nice your job does that. I mean, I guess it's more for them than for, yeah. I guess that's true. I don't want to take the second one yet. No, because I think I'm just going to show positive still. I got to wait a little bit longer, I think. I don't know, like 3 more days I might show up negative, hopefully. I have no idea. Yeah, I'm lucky, you know. Not everyone gets to do this at home. Like, some people, it's, like, way worse, you know? Yeah, like, I know. And we were really good about it. Like, I took a bunch of vitamins. I slept the whole time. I was like, I didn't push myself. I was just, yeah. Because for other people, they aren't so lucky. It's like way worse. Yeah, it's way, way worse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm triple vaxxed, which is also really nice. That is like a nice saving grace to all of it. Still shitty, though. It's no joke. It's like no joke at all. No, I mean, I remember the first time I got it, and I was like, oh, this is terrible, but I forgot, I guess. Yes, it's like the sensation of getting the vaccine, but for like, like 2 weeks. Ugh. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. It stays in your system so long. Mm-hmm. I was doing everything right though, baby. I was wearing it. I was. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I didn't like wash my hands one time when I came home or something. Who knows? Yeah, it could be literally anything. It sucks. The important thing is, like, you're healthy. I'm almost healthy again. Yeah. I mean, just a couple more days of just this, and I'll be, you know, right as rain. Mm-hmm. And on the plus side, I caught up on so much sleep. Yes. I don't think I've ever slept this much. Like, I mean, I guess since... Yeah, I guess only times when I'm sick, I guess. Yeah, for all the sleep that I miss during, like, normal life, this is how my body catches up on it. And gets debilitatingly sick. You're funny. Mm. Well, if you're gonna kiss me anyway, I might as well. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have you working from home. Or you could just work from home permanently, you know? Yeah, because, like, if you can work from home now, it doesn't make any sense. I guess you are a little distracted at home. Mm-hmm. Imagine if I wasn't sick. Yeah, you would never get any work done at all. Mm-mm. I'd love to watch a movie tonight. What do you have in mind? Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Mm-mm. I wanted to. We just never got a chance. Mm-hmm. I got sick. We were going to the movie theaters for it. Yeah. I'll have to watch it. I don't know how much I'll remember. It might also be real, like... Yeah, because it's like a trippy movie to begin with, and I'm, like, so out of it already. I'll watch it. I just don't know how much I'll remember of it. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, once I take those, I'm just out, baby. Like, no, it's crazy. Like, I can't even fight it. Like, it just puts me right to sleep. Yeah. No way. I hate when I wake up from it. I feel so, it's like a hangover. You're like groggy and like, yeah. I'm only taking it because I have to. You know, I'm not big on like taking stuff. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess a little bit, but. I couldn't take pills forever as a kid. Oh my god, no way. I think the school nurse taught me how to take, like, swallow pills. Yeah, she was like, pretend it's food and then just swallow it. I was like, but I have to chew food. So she's like, chew. She's like, chew before you put your pill in your mouth. So she had me, like, pretend chew. So I was like, nom, nom, nom. And then she gave me the pill. She's like, okay, now swallow it like you just chewed it like it's food. And I was like, okay. And then I did it. And it was the first time I was able to swallow a pill. And I was like, oh my god, I did it. And she's like, yeah, good job. I must have been really little. I don't know how old I was. I was little. I was a little kid. Like maybe 10. I don't know. Yeah, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. The school nurses were hella nice when I was in, yeah. They're always, like, the best part of school. No, not for that reason. They're all really nice, though. They're all wonderful. Mm-hmm. I only have good memories of, like... Yeah. Something that, I don't think we had a school nurse in high school, though. No, I don't think we did. They just sent kids home in high school. Yeah, they were like, I don't know, if you aren't... I mean, I guess there was, like, a trauma kit for, like, if things were, like, really bad. Like, if you got injured, but, like, there wasn't, like, a nurse. Yeah. Yeah, it was all in, like, middle school and, like, lower school that I had, like, a nurse who, like, you can go and see. Yeah, it was, like, the best way of getting out of class. You'd be like, oh, I don't feel good. I don't want to go see the nurse. And they have you, like, lie down and you just, like, skip a period. Oh. That's maybe why they didn't have it in high school. No, baby. I don't want to know the temperature because this is going to be a number that I'm not going to be happy with. I'm going to be like, I'm just going to keep thinking that I don't have a fever anymore. You know, I got to use positive affirmations to mold my reality or something. Is that the secret? Yeah, I'm secreting my way out of this fever. I don't have a fever. There is no fever. Just tell that to myself enough and then I won't have a fever anymore. Well, I took stuff for the fever, so, like, now it's just my body has to do the work, you know? Mm-hmm. Getting sick really messes with you. Besides that part, yeah, that's obvious. But, like, I'm just thinking, it's like, there's a tiny war happening inside my body. It's like Osmosis Jones in there. Yeah, the one with Bill Murray. There's a lot of movies where people go, like, I guess, Inner Space. What else is, like, a body? Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Do they go inside a body in that one? I don't think they do. No. I mean, yeah, it's, like, the most common sci-fi thing. We shrink you down and then put you inside someone to, like, cure them of whatever the thing is. You know, Osmosis Jones wasn't like that. It was like a splinter, wasn't it? I thought so. I thought Bill Murray got, like, a splinter, and I haven't seen the movie in so long. Oh, it grossed me out as a kid. It really messed with me. I did not like knowing that there was, like, stuff going inside my body. That was not something I was a fan of like, learning. No. Yeah. As soon as you're like, oh, yeah, your body's just, like, a bunch of smaller organisms that make up you. It's like a hive. I was just like, I don't know if I'm okay with that information. Thank you, science. It's enough science for today. I mean, yeah, I guess it's, like, in your case, it's better because it's all kumbaya in your body. Everything's, like, yeah, everyone's, like, singing. They're, like, all gathering on the hill drinking Coca-Cola. It's all that, yeah. Holding hands. Da, 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 da. Yeah. Meanwhile, it's, like, you know, napalm's going off. You can hear just, like, covering fire. It's a nightmare inside of me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I like to think. Yeah, it's a poorly planned American intervention inside of my body. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the war will be over soon, hopefully, and there'll be peace in our time. That's all I can hope for. Take enough stuff until it's over. Mm-hmm. How about this? You can, if you really want to tell, if you want to find out my temperature, just wait till I'm asleep and then check when I'm sleeping. I promise you it will not wake me up. Baby. You could put my head right next to a train and I wouldn't wake up when I'm sleeping. Yeah, you say you talk to me all the time. I am not, like, when you're talking to me when I'm waking up from that, I am not there. Unless you can, like, try to, like, quiz me with something, like, make me do math, or, don't make me do math, but, like, I don't know, ask me, like, a state capital. I'll be like, what's the capital of, sure, you know? And I would be like, Spokane, and then you'd be like, ah, he's awake. Pretty sure it's Spokane, isn't it? Is it not Spokane? Oh, no, don't check it, it doesn't matter. Well, ask me the state that we're both super sure that that's the capital. Albany. Oh, it's not New York. It's Albany. Albany's the capital of New York. Yes. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, like, I'm almost like 100% sure Albany's the capital. Okay, let's not pick states. State capitals are clearly not our forte right now. Pick literally anything else. Just quiz me on something you know I know. Perfect. Christopher Nolan. He directed that. Perfect. All right, we found it. All right. I'm falling back to sleep. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to sleep. I love you too, baby. Come get me when you're done with your work, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll watch it. I'm super down to watch it. I'm so excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Steven Spielberg. Mm-hmm. You can test me when I'm awake now. It's when you're waking me up. You ever want to be, like, certain. Mm-hmm. I love you too, baby. So fucking much.